Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. Expander to Implant Reconstruction by Dr. Johan van Heerden. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Dr. Johan van Heerden explains the advantages of the two-stage expander to implant reconstruction. History. In 1963, two plastic surgeons from the United States, Thomas Dylan Cronin and Frank Judson Garau, developed the first silicon gel fold breast implant. In 1976, Chedomir Radovan used the first tissue expander for breast reconstruction, and this was the start of an era for breast reconstruction with tissue expanders. Current technique. Plastic and reconstructive surgeon Peter Cordero is credited for establishing the standard two-stage expander to implant reconstruction technique. This is where an expander is inserted immediately after a mastectomy operation and then at a delayed second stage, exchanged with a permanent silicon implant. The two-stage expander to implant technique remains the preferred choice, even today, for most plastic surgeons. The breast tissue expander is secured onto the chest wall and therefore helps stabilizing the pocket after mastectomy, avoiding the need for capsulorraphy procedures or use of mesh devices. The expander can be used for expansion of remaining skin where more skin is needed, or it can be used as a temporary spacer. What are the advantages of the two-stage technique? This technique has the advantages of the breast cancer patient waking up with volume in the breast and not being flat-chested. The expander can also be deflated during radiation therapy if needed, and the adjustable volume helps the patient decide which volume suits her best, enabling more accurate implant size selection. Planning and being prepared for a two-stage breast reconstruction certainly also helps patients to be prepared for revision surgery, which is often part of the reconstructive journey. Using an expander in the first stage also gives the patient the option of having an autologous reconstruction with skin, fat, and sometimes muscle taken from another part of the body to reconstruct the breast in the second stage if a permanent silicon implant is not preferred. Step-by-step process. During the initial consultation, the important risks need to be discussed with the patient. It can't be overemphasized that mastectomies need to be done for the right reasons. Loss of skin and nipple sensation, expander loss due to rupture or other complications, and capsular contracture, the tissue capsule surrounding the implant tightens and hardens, leading to breast distortion and pain, are some of the most common complications. Seroma formation, which is a collection of clear straw-colored fluid developing under the skin after surgery, commonly occurs as a normal sequela from mastectomy. Expanders tend to be more uncomfortable than implants due to the presence of the port and tabs that are sutured onto the chest wall. The sensation of the moving saline inside the expander is also not pleasant. It's advised to wait at least 6 months after radiotherapy is completed before the second stage with the implant can be completed. When radiotherapy is not indicated, the final stage can be performed from 3 months after the initial stage. In summary, the use of the two-stage expander to implant technique is well established and reliable. Even though there's increasing evidence for the use of the one-stage implant technique, the two-stage technique remains with numerous advantages and will continue to have its place in the armamentarium of plastic surgeons. A true one-stage mastectomy and immediate reconstruction with perfect results and no need for revisions remains a very rare occurrence, and all patients should be aware of this fact.